Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
A good evening to you, everybody. Welcome to The Watchman as we continue with our study of the events that are happening across the world and relating them with what we expect to happen, having known and knowing Bible prophecy. And just looking at the state of the world as it is and seeing how it relates with the end time events that we expect. I'm joined as usual with by Evangelist John Paul Akena, and we are going to be delving into a few things that are happening. I think some of them, a lot of them still in the same area, but kind of escalating. We thought they were going down. We thought actually they were ebbing, but looks like they are escalating as it is. And that's, well, I don't know which direction it goes. Mm. But just know that this is going to be a very important year, even in geopolitics. It's going to be pivotal geopolitically, considering what is, happening all across. First of all, now, Iran seems to have been emboldened by a number of things. The first thing is that looks like, the whole world is interconnected in an interesting way. Now, America has been showing signs of weakness because of a number of reasons. First of all, the Republican primaries started caucuses in Iowa, and Donald Trump swept those. And now suddenly, the people who start wars, the warmongers in the world, are now concentrating on how to make sure that Donald Trump does not become president of America.
Yes.
Because remember that he stopped all wars.
Yes.
ISIS was destroyed. Afghanistan, he was in the process of withdrawing.
Yes.
He lost the presidency before he could do that. Joe Biden came and did it in the most shambolic way. And almost all the others,
yes,
he was in the process of calling Americans soldiers back home. And his policy was that America is not going to try to impose its lifestyle and other things on other nations. That was his policy. He even said it on his inauguration address. Now, what was talk and so on, now looks like the primary has really started.
Yes.
And looks like his popularity is higher than it has ever been.
Hmm.
Actually, one commentator said that he's a commander of the biggest army in the world.
Hmm.
Because he almost has 90 million Americans who are totally loyal to him, regardless of what CNN and who say they are completely loyal to him. They have switched off those channels.
Yes.
They are disinterested in what these people have to say.
Mm.
They have the idea that he's fighting for, the America they once believed in, which is crumbling very fast. There's the big issue for them as far as, the border, in the southern border is concerned, and tens of thousands of people crossing illegally into America all the time. And those are things which are affecting so many people. And now those are the subjects that are being majorly being discussed among the voters.
Yes.
And two people have been very, very outspoken on what they are going to do in the American election.
Mm.
One of them is, of course, him. The second one is the other Indian guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, who has, after the Iowa caucuses, pulled out of the race and endorsed Trump.
Yes.
And now they are busy hugging and going around,
moving.
And so many of Trump's supporters are saying that he should be the vice president nominee. So it's now the Joe Biden war machinery, which has been pushing viruses, pushing wars, pushing everything negative.
Negative, yes.
The globalists and so on.
Yes.
They cannot survive without America's pass.
Yes.
Without their monies.
Mm-hmm.
So they need, that's why they were completely stalled during Trump's presidency. Because he was not funding any of the things that they want.
Mm.
Remember, he had pulled America out of World Health Organization.
Yes.
Because of all those, he knew about all those fake things they were planning and so on. Now, there is a possibility that he's going to be back.
Yes.
Re-elected later this year.
Yes.
There is a possibility.
Possibility.
Of course, they are fighting it with everything
and they
they've
will.
Got.
Yes. And they will actually take a lot of more time fighting Trump the way they did in the first election.
Mm.
How they fought him with the media and everything.
But that failed.
Yes.
Until they decided to cheat him.
Yes.
But now, looks like even a lot of the cheating machinery is being exposed.
Yes.
In different counties and some states and so on. court cases
yes.
are being filed, which showed that the 2020 election was far from a credible election. But anyway, and of course everybody knew it.
Yes.
Everybody knew it because there is no way Biden could have gotten more votes than Obama
no.
did in 2008
no.
when he was campaigning in his bunker. By the way, he has spent 40% of his time as president on holiday.
Mm.
Just means in every 10 days, he's worked on it. Six. Four of them have been on holiday.
Yes.
Anyhow, these are things which the globalists whom we are interested in and what they are doing
yes.
cannot afford to go without America's resources.
Yes.
Because their resource pass
yes.
is the United States.
Mm.
So they have to secure that country
yes.
for their plan to be functional.
Yes.
But they are losing that country very, very fast.
Yes.
Because Trump is becoming extremely popular. And he's, everything people had believed about him is Nazi, is Hitler, and what now people believe the same about
yes.
The people who are accusing him.
Yes.
Now even Biden has lost a much traditional Democratic black vote.
Yes.
Mm. He has lost about 26% of the black vote.
Mm.
Because when they started persecuting Trump,
mm.
they gave him this victimized, you know, matterhood.
Yes.
And blacks love that.
Yeah.
So now his mugshot, which they put up, and, you know, they are familiar with that,
yes.
police mugshot. So it was supposed to humiliate him, but actually it made him very popular.
Yes.
So now it looks like he's bulletproof. Anything they bring against him just lifts him up.
Yes.
All the court cases, some of them have been very, very fake.
Yes.
Very fake court cases.
Mm.
All of them lift him up.
Yes.
So now I think they are kind of confused about what to do.
What to do, yeah.
Actually, one of the top commentators said the only step they are left with now is to assassinate him.
Mm.
By the protection of God,
I'm
thinking they will soon have to be thinking in that direction.
Maybe.
Because all of them, I saw Michelle Obama saying, I'm terrified. This is a battle of good and evil.
Yes.
Don't think it's a battle of black and white.
No.
Yeah, it's a battle of good and evil. And you have to know that. And you have to know which side good is and which side evil is.
Yes.
And to know that, you have to switch off your international media.
Yes.
Because they're on the side of evil.
Yes.
All of them. Anyhow, so because of that, now America is kind of focused within itself.
Mm.
Now that has led to a number of issues, it seems like Tehran has been emboldened to start doing certain things which they could not do before for the fear of perhaps
America.
American repercussions.
Yes.
So tell us, what is Iran doing?
Because you see, previously we have seen Iran and them working out all their wars tactics through the proxies, like we see them in Lebanon, in of course Gaza, and all that.
Yeah,
they were not coming by themselves into really active combat and into the battlefronts. They were just using their proxies to fuel them, and maybe them giving them aid, money and weapons, and maybe skills, because some of them were actually got some training from Iran. They were just doing that and them staying back and just watching what is going on and how they can actually move on and maybe adjust to the things which are in the war, in the battlefronts. But right now we are seeing Iran coming out very much strongly and actually getting involved by themselves into now showing themselves as superpowers or even as in war, and mostly in the Middle East right now. Because the first one is we've seen that Iran went and did airstrikes, over 24 missiles airstrikes in Iraq, which was in the northern part, and they claim that this was on the Mossad headquarters, which they believed, of course, Mossad, we know it's connected to Israel, and they believe that they are spying on them and spying on what is going on in the Middle East. So they went ahead and attacked that headquarters. But also, in that same strikes which happened there, there was actually a killing of a billionaire, a Kurdish billionaire, who was claimed to be supplying Israel with petroleum, much of the petroleum which was coming from that country. So that was number one. And the second one, we saw that Iran went ahead and attacked ISIS bases, which are in Syria. Because they were saying that ISIS, of course, ISIS came on that fourth anniversary of Soleimani, on the, when they were kind of commemorating him on that fourth anniversary. Then ISIS went ahead and did some terrorist kind of,
They killed on the anniversary.
Yes, on the anniversary, and they killed about over 100 people. Now, this time, Iran says that now they are retaliating to answer back that, and they went ahead and did airstrike in Syria to attack ISIS bases.
I think the suspicion is ISIS is working on the behalf of America.
Yes.
And that's why Iran is going for them. And of course, Soleimani, just in case you are not familiar with the name, the man whose fourth anniversary of his death they were celebrating, was a top Iranian general who was blown to pieces by Trump's America.
Yes.
Blown to absolute smithereens. And they just picked, they actually identified pieces of his body from his ring, from a ring they knew he used to wear. So, and Iran was so angry at that at the time. And I want to just see, because Iran was very angry, was threatening to retaliate against American bases in the Middle East and so on. And they actually almost went ahead with carrying out those threats. But then Trump went and did something so interesting. He told them that if a single American soldier dies from Iranian missiles. He said he knows where the Ayatollah is. I know where you are. And basically insinuated that I will blow you up next. And after he said that, Iran feared. Because they know, of course, they have the ability to blow him up from wherever he is. But the rhetoric continued being, you know, of a resistance nature. We don't care about what America wants. But of course, the actions,
shows
they pulled back in the actions
the
a bit. And so after that, of course, a number of things happened. But the thing is, that man was very, very important to Iran. Very important to the Iranian leadership. And his death was a big, big blow for them. So, and they have been commemorating, of course, he was called a martyr, Islamic martyr and all that. And they have been commemorating his death ever since. But now this time they come and they are the fourth anniversary and ISIS comes in. So now Iran is showing its face on the battlefront. That's, you've mentioned two so far. One is the Mossad headquarters in Iraq. The second one is the one of the fourth anniversary.
Syria.
When ISIS went and killed people.
Iran
retaliated.
Yes.
Now a third one.
The third one is actually very significant because we know Pakistan and Iran, they have been friends and their relations are, they kept on actually growing stronger and stronger. Because now here, they went ahead, that was on Tuesday, on the 16th, they went and they attacked a certain terrorist, not terrorist really, but a militia group in Pakistan. The place where they attacked that place, it's near the border of Iran and Pakistan. And they went and attacked these bases of the militias. And they are saying, of course, what came out of that attack was, of course, some people were killed, of course, but Pakistan responded and they said that we really do not support this because this means they're infringing on our airspace and Iran could not do something like that. So as well, I was reading again and Iran had warned in December, Iran had warned that, had warned Pakistan that Pakistan should make sure that this army or rebel group or these militias should not disturb their borders and should not disturb actually what is going on in Iran because there had been some history that they had been attacking even policemen in Iran and this very rebel group, they had been attacking policemen and even people. And as of course, as you know, how rebels operate. Now, that was that. But the response was that from Pakistan, I think Minister of Foreign Affairs, they had been speaking that we don't really support this. But, you know, We know that Pakistan has a very strong military might, to the point that even we know that they have the nuclear. And then their relations had been going on well with Iran. So this, I don't know whether it might really bring out something against that can stop their relationship. But still, my view of all this is that Iran is coming out, because previously they were not doing it. But I want to mention the fourth one, actually, which happened on the same day of the same attack on Pakistan. Now, Pakistan and Iran did a joint naval exercise, which was actually like strengthening their military actions in the Middle East. So this is something which I've been seeing, that Iran is actually coming out very strongly, and they're actually showing forth. Because even when we look at what they've been doing with their proxies, attacking mostly U.S. bases in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And it has been recorded that over 88 times there's been attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq, in Syria, and also in the Middle East. There's been over 88 times attack from October 19th. So that is actually showing how previously Iran has been doing that through their proxies, because they couldn't come out by themselves. But right now they are coming as they are.
The question is, why are they doing it right now?
Yes.
And that's maybe something we have to maybe sort of speculate here.
Yes.
Because first of all, the first reason I gave is maybe they think America is,
yes,
preoccupied with their own internal,
yes,
politics as they have entered the election year.
Yes.
Secondly, I think they are seeing that if they don't come out, the war is being decisively won by Israel.
Yes.
Because what Israel has done now, it has cut off the whole of Gaza City.
Yes.
And
northern
yes, Gaza.
Yes.
And have now dismantled almost 500 kilometers,
yes,
of tunnels.
Yes.
Very, very expensively built tunnels.
Yes.
With good lighting.
Yes.
Very big inside.
Yes.
With good lighting, with even ventilation,
yes,
and all that.
Mm.
Where people can survive for days,
yes,
and days.
Mm.
Now they have been destroying all those,
yes,
you know, tunnels inside,
mm,
and which are built under hospitals, built,
yes,
under mosques,
schools,
built under schools,
mm,
and so on, for the purpose of deterring,
yes,
you know, any attempt to hit them from above,
yes,
even if it's not easy to hit them from above,
yes,
because they are deep inside. So now Israel is dismantling all the capacity,
yes,
of Hamas,
mm,
in Gaza.
Yes.
The calculation, I believe, of Iran in starting this war, because of obviously they were getting, Hamas were getting instructions from Iran,
yes,
was that when they go and attack Israel and hit Israel very badly,
yes,
Israel will come to retaliate. That one,
yes,
they expected.
Mm.
But then they expected that the international pressure,
yes,
The whole world would be, what, genocide, what?
Yes.
And you know the stupidity,
yes,
that the whole world is,
yes,
gets into, eh?
Yes.
Where Israel is the only country that is not allowed to defend itself.
Yes.
Eh? And when they go and kill them, when they go to retaliate, it's genocide.
Genocide,
eh?
Yes.
And nobody talks about
the
where
other side,
where it,
yes,
started. Eh?
Yes.
So they were expecting that is going to happen. Of course, they had put, and Iran had taken a lot of control over social media using bots and,
yes,
bots and so on. And they were expecting that international pressure would cause Israel to pull back.
Yes.
But when it happened,
mm,
Israel first took its time, a whole month,
yes,
before it even started the ground offensive.
Yes.
Planning properly, because they had made up their mind,
mm,
no amount of international pressure and court cases and,
yes,
all that is,
yes,
going to stop them.
And even actual America.
And even they determine even America is not,
yes,
going. Because of course they know the government of Biden is,
yes,
is pro the Palestinians and the,
yes,
whole international war machine.
Yes.
They know that.
Mm.
But they, of course they talk as if America are their allies and what.
Yes.
Because they cannot afford to talk otherwise.
Yes.
But the truth is they know what is underlying.
Yeah.
So they took their time, started the ground offensive. They,
yes,
knew what they wanted. They have,
mm,
lost a number of soldiers.
Yes.
And the likelihood of them getting the people who were taken captive back is dwindling every single time.
Yes.
I think they think about 130 you know, captives who are there.
Yes.
And I think it's very unlikely
yes.
that they will get them back. But they keep on saying we are going to rescue the captives because
yes.
they want to keep the Israeli public off their back.
Yes.
Because Israeli public, of course, relatives of those who were taken captive are saying, no, for us, our priority is to get our relatives
yes.
back and so on, which, of course, is understandable. But now Israel is saying, we have been on this thing over and over and over again. Let's sort it once and for all.
Yes.
And make sure that Hamas does not ever have the capacity in the next 3 decades or so
yes.
to come and attack us the way they did on October
yes.
7th. And they are going about their business very, very effectively.
Yes.
They have cut off half of Gaza, gone under, done all the things they wanted to do,
yes.
cleared all the infrastructure,
yes.
the places from which missiles were being launched, the tunnels where the people were hiding,
yes.
and so on. Now they are going to the other side of Gaza.
Yes, the southern side.
Southern side of Gaza.
And actually, you know, when you speak about that, they have been actually eliminating most of the commanders of all these,
yes.
these
Hamas and Hamas.
Palestinian Jihad, and even, of course, Hezbollah. So they have been doing a lot of that. And actually, it has been recorded that over about five has been killed in the past months. And those are very key people in both Hezbollah, Palestinian Jihad, which is still the militia group around that place, and also Hamas. And now the one person whom they are actually looking for is... The leader of Hamas, which is called Yahya Sinwar. Now, that guy is actually in the southern part of Gaza and in the city called Khan Yunis. Now, that's actually where the battlefront has been taken. And actually, I've been watching some of those videos which speaks about that same guy. And they say that Israel can actually eliminate him. But the challenge is he has surrounded himself with this... hostages. And that's why the Israeli Defense Force is saying that what we are going to do, we are going to do some diplomatic move to the point that right now they have taken over a half of Gaza, which is the northern part. And they have taken time to take over Gaza City itself. So the next point which they are going on is actually the battlefront has gone to the southern part in that very city where the Hamas leader is. And actually, that's where his station is. So that's where they are tactically taking the battlefront there.
And it's very, very complex because
yes.
the man has all the 130 Israeli hostages
yes.
surrounding him.
Him. Yes.
So if Israel is taking him out,
yes.
it's going to have to take out its own
yes.
hostages.
Because
if he did have the hostages,
yes.
they can take him out.
The same way they did one of the second
the one,
leader.
The one was it?
Beirut.
Beirut.
Yes.
But this one has...
yes.
And he knows he's the top target.
Yes.
But they are going to kill him no matter
yes.
what he does.
Yes.
They are going to kill him.
Yes.
Because these people, you have to know that there is something about these guys that when they decide... you're guilty of killing their people. They do not rest until they have killed you.
No.
Because even the Nazi commanders
yes.
who were responsible for killing Jews during the Second World War, some of them, they were killed at the age of 96.
Wow.
Like they even if you're going to die
yes, you have to...
They will make sure that...
They are the ones.
They kill you. And... you know, there's that thing in the Bible, King David, when King David was dying, and he called Solomon and told him all the people who had done wrong, who
yes.
deserved to die, but
yes.
David himself could not kill, like his own commander, Joab.
Yes,
he
yes,
said
he
shed the blood of what? Of war.
Asael.
yes. He shed the blood of war in terms of peace.
Yes.
So
yes.
he's not an innocent man.
Yes.
So David told Solomon, you're a wise man, you know what to do. Basically telling him, you kill him.
yes.
Then he said,
yes.
do not let his gray hairs go down to the grave in peace.
Yes.
Because he did something which was wrong. That's the whole Israeli attitude. You have done something wrong to them, to their people, especially killed their people, they'll look for you and kill you.
Yes.
In 1972, when there was a terrorist attack in Munich at
yes.
the Olympics.
Yes.
In Munich. Those Olympics which were famous in Uganda because of John Akibwa.
Yes.
But they were famous to the rest of the world because, infamous, let's say, because terrorists broke in and killed, I think, 11 members of the Israeli team at the Olympics. Now, they went and investigated who was behind all that.
Yes.
And they got all the masterminds that were behind it.
Mm.
And they killed each and every one of them.
Mm.
And they don't close the file until the last one has been killed.
Yes.
The file, I think, was closed, I think 1989. No matter how long
yes.
it takes.
Yes.
They will get you and they will kill you.
Yes.
Now, and that's how they are. That's how if you are guilty, you kill
them. You have to.
Yes. But then also.
Yes.
To their credit.
Yes.
They will not kill you if you're innocent.
Yes.
They will use all their extreme
technology
and
wisdom,
and you know,
ideas,
intelligence resources
yes.
to establish
yes.
that you are the person they want.
Yes.
And then they kill you.
Yes.
If they have any doubt whatsoever, they will leave you.
Yes.
Even if they are 90% sure that you're the one,
yes.
they will spare you for the 10%.
Yes.
They don't believe in killing innocent people. So
yeah.
now, contrary to what actually the whole news media is putting out there, that war would have been, Gaza is like a flea in comparison to Israeli
yes.
technology,
yes.
war technology.
Mm.
Israel is the eighth most powerful country in the world.
Yes.
In all things, in spite
yes.
of the fact that it's a very small country and so on.
Yes.
Now, if they did not care for human, for the casualty toll, especially of civilians,
yes.
they would have just gone and run over
yeah.
Gaza in 3 days, and that would be end of the story.
Yes.
But the reason the war is taking so long is because they are trying absolutely to minimize the civilian death.
Yes.
Because they don't believe in innocent people dying.
Mm.
As a people, they don't believe in
yes.
it. So they try, I'm telling you, if that war was for any other country, even America,
yes.
so many other people would have died.
Very well.
Because apparently the ratio they give for innocence to one guilty
yes.
is in warfare altogether. I think it's about 12 to 1.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that is worldwide warfare.
Okay.
Warfare worldwide.
Yes.
If there's one guilty person there,
yes.
For the most part, 12, if the death toll of innocent people
yes.
does not exceed 12, then that is well within the realms
yes.
of acceptability.
Yes.
Israel's has been 1 to 2.
Wow.
Yeah. So they have tried so hard.
Yes.
But you never get that from the international
no,
media.
You won't.
They have tried so hard to make sure that they limit
yes.
the casualties
yes.
among innocent people
as
they pursue Hamas people
yes.
in retaliation for what happened on October 7th.
Yes.
And they will get them,
yes.
no matter how
Very
long
well.
It takes.
Mm.
They will isolate that man and they will kill him. And I'm sure even he knows it,
yes.
that it's just a prolongation.
Mm.
Because they didn't calculate that Israel was going to come to this level.
Yes.
And the war was going to take 100 days, as it has already.
Mm.
They didn't think that was going to happen. So it has all gone topsy-turvy for them.
Yes.
However,
it
might eventually lead. It might eventually lead
yes.
to an escalated war
yes.
going all over.
Mm.
Because Russia seems to be taking a side against Israel.
Yes.
So many other countries seem to be taking a strong side against Israel.
Yes.
Some of them might be taking it militarily. Some others might be taking it through the other legal, through
yes.
apparently legal means.
Mm.
South Africa filed a case in court
yes.
against Israel.
Mm.
For apparently genocide.
Yes.
That really is in quotes.
Yes. Yeah,
people misuse words.
Yes.
They go and throw around words.
Mm.
And then when the real genocides come, like what happened in Rwanda, they start trying to hold their tongues,
yes.
almost not wanting to use the word.
The word, yes.
Because there was genocide in Rwanda and the world took so long to acknowledge that there's
yes.
genocide.
Mm.
And yet it was so obvious.
Yes.
And because of that, more people died than should have died.
Yes.
But now there is no genocide in Gaza.
Yes.
If there was genocide, Israel would just blow up all those
yes.
people in one day.
And it would be visibly seen a true genocide is happening.
Now, but of course the world has to go in a certain way. Remember, this is a spiritual conflict.
Yes.
It has never been a natural conflict.
No.
So South Africa has taken a case to court and it's being joined by so many other countries.
Very many.
And now we are going to see the judgment of God.
Yes.
Because it's
and actually, there is that which you spoke about, the divide
of
the sheep nations and goat nations.
Yes. Now, and the scripture says that you make Jerusalem a stumbling block.
Block, yes.
Zechariah 14.
Yes.
So, this is going to be
yes.
People are aligning themselves one way or the other. And the countries that align themselves against Israel are going to see judgment.
Yes.
Some of it will be in the form of natural disasters.
Yes. Economy,
uprisings, and so on. Don't forget that God judges nations according to the way they treat Israel. That is throughout the scripture.
Yes.
God called Abraham and Isaac and Israel.
Yes.
His Abraham's grandson.
Yes.
And from that time, even when they suffer, God judges the nation.
Yes.
The nation
that
makes them suffer. Even when he's the one who allowed them, because maybe Israel had rebelled.
Yes.
Like it was with Babylon.
Mm.
He said, you've rebelled, I'm going to bring up for you the Babylonians.
Yes.
But then later on, God comes and says, you had no mercy on my people. Eh? So also you, I'm going to judge you.
Yes.
So now you cannot take that away from Israel.
Yes.
And if you think you can because you've been listening to CNN and what, you're a fool. You're an absolute fool.
That's very true. Because when you see all of these people who have ever treated Israel in the scriptures, from Egypt, they had to be judged. Coming to Assyria, they had to be judged. Coming to even now, like the one you've said, Babylon, all of them.
And it stipulates very well, I'm judging you because of what you did
to Israel.
And remember, the scripture still says, I will bless those who bless
you,
and curse those who curse you.
Yes.
So now, as nations are being separated along the border of Israel, the stupidity also came to Uganda in the form of the NAM summit, which is currently taking place at Munyonyo.
Yes.
And the subject of Israel has come up very strong.
Yes.
And it looks like the people who govern our country are going in the direction of foolishness.
Yes.
Where they are, supporting the Palestinian cause, supporting the Palestinian cause. Yeah, we are being oppressed. Yeah. On October 7th, we crossed into Israel and went and raped old women and killed young girls and did what? And took people hostages. Yeah, but we are being oppressed. That sort of stupidity.
Yes.
Has also come to Uganda.
Yes, I've seen like Somali Palestinian delegates.
Mm.
They were actually pushing for this, that they need to, we need to unite for a Palestinian cause, for something which really actually, it's just rubbish to me, because now what we know, everyone, if you really follow what is happening between Israel and Palestinians, you'll actually know that their core goal is to wipe Israel.
Yes.
And Israel has the right to defend themselves. Mm. So we see now everyone, and you're saying that nations are actually being split on this backdrop of Israel, treating Israel. How will you treat Israel? I saw these delegates of NAM conference, and they're saying that they have to what? To come for a Palestinian cause. And actually, you know how many nations have gathered.
Mm.
So that's one thing I've also realized.
Now, the thing is, in the case of Uganda, because we stand here as a church, Uganda will not be judged for the stupidity of its leaders. The leaders themselves are going to be judged.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So if they go and join into that foolishness, they are going to be judged. And the judgment will actually be pronounced by us.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
But we are not going to be, carried on in that.
Yes.
If you want to know, you just, this year.
Yes.
Wait and see the news you'll hear out of South Africa.
Yes.
That's how I would want to tell you this before, so that when it happens, you know that the God is judging them
for what they did to Israel.
Because they had a vote in their parliament.
Yes.
And they voted, I think over 70% or something like that, to expel the Israeli embassy from South Africa in their parliament. And I was like,
they did nothing to you? Like, there was no attachment? Because even in
people
this...
People get a lot of feelings.
Yes.
Because you remember in 1979, when Amin attacked Tanzania.
Yes.
In the region of Kagera.
Yes.
And went and tried to overrun it.
Yes.
The Tanzanians came to Uganda and overthrew Amin. And nobody calls that genocide.
Yes.
Because... who drew the first blood?
Blood, yes.
Eh? So that's how nations are run.
Yes.
But in the mind of so many people, Israel is not supposed to be there as a nation.
Mm.
You go ahead with your stupid wishful thinking. They are there and they are going to stay there.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
So the idea that it's only Israel which should be there, they come and take their children and rape them and
flog around.
And kill people and so on.
Mm.
And then in excess of 1,000 people, and then Israel has to stay quiet.
Mm.
Otherwise, if they retaliate, it's going to be genocide.
Yes.
I'm so glad that they have not remained quiet.
No.
I am so glad that they have demonstrated their determination to defend their borders.
Mm.
And they have done so trying as much as possible to minimize casualties.
Yes.
Among innocent people, which really is typically Israeli style.
Yes.
So nobody has anything. So they can go to court, even if the court rules against Israel.
Mm.
They are not going to have the capacity to enforce that ruling.
No.
It's just going to be court has ruled and so on, just like they've ruled against what?
Mm.
You know, there's also a lot of stupidity going on in courts.
Yes,
you know. That now ICC has issued a warrant of arrest on Putin. What are you going to do about it? You go and go and run over Russia and get Putin. You see, they only do that to small countries like ours. Eh? Warrant of arrest, what? Eh? But when they start extending it to people who actually have some power, and you go to a country which is a permanent member of the UN Security Council and say that their president is you've issued a warrant of arrest, then you are entering the area of jokes.
Yes.
Eh? That's a big joke.
Yes.
Putin can go to any country, including America, right now, and nobody would arrest him.
No.
Eh? Mm. Nobody would arrest him. Because he's not a president of a small country.
Yes.
But you see, people who have power, they are entering a place now where they are totally misusing it. Because they want to enslave people and you know, put people under bondage and so on.
Mm.
So this is where we are going right now. But I'm glad that I've told you, just wait and see the news that comes out of South Africa.
Yes.
Because I don't know how they got into that state of so much anger towards Israel.
Because I was seeing like there's actually no there's some attachment to South Africa and Palestinian.
Mm.
Or maybe they support.
Mm.
It's okay. But people were wondering, it's South Africa coming to do this, to file a case on Israel.
Mm.
Because if Iran had done it, we know.
Mm.
If Iraq had done it, we know. If Palestinian or Gaza had done it, we get to understand that now they have an attachment to this which is happening to Israel.
Mm.
But now it's South Africa.
Mm.
No attachment. It's very far away from Israel. And they are now coming. And of course, we know they have been kind of, they have a background of even that
Mandela.
Mm. Now, Mandela, of course, a sculpture in I think Gaza, but in the Middle East there, and how he used to support those Palestinian jihad, and somehow they have some attachment that way, but in real time of these days there is no attachment.
They are being used. Yes. There are some countries which have a bigger interest in what's happening, and they are the ones who came out to them and told them that to take the lead.
Yes.
Because, of course, it would be kind of cliche if any other country, like let's say Iran, as you said, or Turkey or one of those countries had taken the lead.
Yes.
Even Egypt doesn't want to be involved in that.
For now, Egypt is keeping itself.
They have remained
quiet, neutral.
Absolutely neutral.
Yes.
And to their credit, they do not want to be involved.
Mm.
The one thing they said, they don't want any Palestinians coming into their territory.
Mm.
And they have completely blocked any entrance of Palestinians into their territory.
Mm.
And there is a reason why people don't want Palestinians.
Yes.
Jordan will not take any Palestinians.
Yes.
Syria, unless they go through illegal entries, will not take any Palestinians. Neither will even Lebanon.
Yes.
Because everywhere they have gone, they have been causing chaos.
Yes.
Now, I was reading that there was like some deal, apparently, to take displaced Palestinians to Congo.
I saw it as well.
And when they come, they will not come to settle and leave
no.
and go about their business.
Mm.
No. No, they come with their all their jihadist yes. things mm. and to cause disruption.
Yes.
That's what they did in Lebanon.
Yes.
Lebanon is one of the most prosperous countries in that place.
Yes.
It was 70% Christian.
Mm.
And now they took it over. Now they went through those refugees and so
yes.
on. And they went and now they turned it into something else.
Mm.
Anybody who knew Lebanon in the 80s or in the 70s, mm. totally different state from what it is right now.
Mm.
So these are not people who are going to come peacefully and say,
yes.
we just want a place to stay.
Mm.
Let's say like the way other, you know, refugees come.
Yes.
And we just want to live, to have a piece of land, to, you know, cultivate, get some jobs, have families. No, that's not what they're interested in. So that's why even their fellow Islamic nations
yes.
are not interested whatsoever.
Yes, rejecting.
Are rejecting any of their you know, refugees. But all said, when this thing is done, there is going to be a bit of judgment and people are going to understand
yes.
that this is a spiritual war.
Yes.
And they will know that God is in control of this
yes.
world.
Mm.
Because right now people think, you know, some other people are in control.
Yes.
But they will understand because other South American countries have also joined the crusade against Israel.
Yes.
Ecuador.
Yes.
I don't know, I think even Brazil was heading that direction.
Mm.
We specifically had a prayer here at the Watchman that Uganda, because knowing our president is all over the place, he doesn't seem to understand.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, like, the spirit of God is
yes,
is not on him.
Mm.
Mm. We knew that he could go any direction.
Yes,
and we wanted to insulate ourselves.
Yes,
from that kind of thing if it happened.
Mm.
So we are, and we're still going to do that. Eh?
Yes,
and make sure that we as a nation will not be judged because of that.
Mm.
But the people who take those decisions, we ourselves will unleash the judgment on them.
Yes.
Eh. We will not even wait for God.
Like what you spoke about in the scriptures, David, when he saw that they killed Abner. Yes, Joab killed Abner innocently because the guy had come and he had actually, and then Joab comes in and what he did is he killed, of course, with their brother because of him killing
the brother
Asael. Now, what happened is David said that your blood is not on my kingdom.
Mm.
Your blood is upon yourself.
Mm.
And like what you said, that at the end of when he was about to die, he called Solomon and told him, use your wisdom.
Mm.
This man, he killed an innocent
person.
So I think that's exactly what we are doing, because as children of God, we have to know how to strike.
Mm.
Yes. So I think that's exactly what we are doing. Mm. Yes.
So where are we going from here?
Because there's what you spoke about, escalation in the Middle East. And that's exactly one of the... Because everything that's happening in the Middle East, Israel, connecting to Israel, and Iran, and also whatever thing, the war which is going on there right now. When you spoke about escalation, there's something which I'm also seeing a move, being that also Israel has now taken over. And to them, they say they have taken over Gaza. And they have actually really taken over that place. Now, they are withdrawing their soldiers and taking their soldiers to some of them to rest. Because now they're saying that they want their soldiers to actually take some time and also rest. The ones which has been on the battlefront. So they want them to take some rest as they are looking at what is happening in the north, the northern part of Israel. And there's because they want some of their battalions to remain in fighting in the front, which is in Gaza, which mostly like the one we have spoken about in southern Gaza. Now they are withdrawing some of their soldiers and armies to make sure that they refresh, they rest, and do some. Actually, I think in the week they have done that withdrawal, and also they've taken them to go and do some refreshments and refresh themselves, because the escalation which I said you spoke about is in these fronts which are there right now. The front of West Bank, number one, the front of West Bank, because there's actually been a lot of disturbance in that part of the West Bank, because terrorist attacks has increased in that part so much, to the point that you find that weekly there's something happening there. And the IDF has reported that they have arrested over 1,000 terrorists in that very place. Because what they do is, of course, when they sense that there's something as a terrorist attack coming or being planned, they make sure. Or sometimes they respond after the attack, which they are, the way they have been doing. So there has been that. Then also the part in the southern Lebanon, which is the northern part of Israel. Now that front has actually been so much increasing. And Israel, the IDF, they are taking all their forces most of their forces to that front, because of course we know that in southern Lebanon that's the strength of Hezbollah lies, and that's where they want to actually go. So in my thinking and watching of that, of the war which is going on, Hamas, they have taken over, it looks like they have actually like crippled them very well. Now, the next point they might want to go for is Hezbollah, which is now, I believe that's why they are leaving, they're calling back their forces.
Some of their reservists, yes,
to go and rest.
Before the next front.
Yes.
The north.
Yes. So I'm seeing that one. As well now, with what, like we've spoken about, the first thing of Iran, that it's coming up. So those are the fronts I'm seeing, and I'm watching carefully what the outcome which will come from from those very fronts, mostly southern Lebanon, and then as well Gaza. Of course, they have taken it over, and then also all these other fronts, mostly in the West Bank.
Okay, the thing is, some people might listen and think that because of our Christian background, we are so biased towards Israel.
Yes.
Now, that really isn't the case, by the way. We are being very fair in our assessment.
Yes.
The people who are making it look like Israel are bullies who are just running over and, you know, everyone around them, are the ones who are not being fair,
yes,
in their assessment. Because The first thing you have to know is that, and I've said this before here and I'm going to say it again, there are 57 countries that call themselves Islamic. There is only one country that calls itself a Jewish
state.
Jewish state. Judaism being a religion,
yes,
as well.
Mm.
But the 57 will not breathe until the one is not there. Like, that's not fair.
Yes.
So where are these people supposed to go? They are born Jews and they are Jews. That is their identity. That is,
yes,
for the most part, that is their religion.
Mm.
So now, 57 countries which identify themselves as Islamic,
yes,
without anybody bothered, I mean, freely Islamic, but they are not going to have peace until the one Jewish state is destroyed. Thank God the Jewish state has the ability to defend itself.
Yes. If
it did not, they would be run off the face of the earth.
Yes.
But they will not be run off
because
the 57 cannot handle the one.
Yes.
And it's just that simple.
Yes.
And they will try to. Don't think they will not try to. The Bible says they will try to.
Yes.
But they will fail.
Yes.
So we are being fair in saying that, number one. Number two, the second thing is Saudi Arabia said that they want to normalize relationships with Israel.
Yes.
After the war.
Yes.
But they said that any normalization will have to involve talking about a Palestinian statehood. Now, one of the biggest lies flying around amidst people who do not know what is happening in that area or who have no historic context of it is that it is Israel which does not want Palestine to become a state. That is not true. it is not Israel actually would want Palestine to have a state.
Yes.
But the Palestinians don't want a state. Mm. Do you know why? Because they want to do to Israel what they did to Lebanon.
Turn it into an Islamic state.
So now what they fight for is what they call the right of return. Mm. And they say that they came from that place.
Yes.
So they have a right to return.
Mm. Into that nation.
Mm. But now that's one of the interesting right of returns. That's like, you know, things change. When things change, they change.
Eh? Yes.
You know that about that time, most of the part of Western Kenya was in Uganda, was part of Uganda. Mm. It was only transferred to Kenya later.
Yes.
Now imagine if people from Uganda, perhaps all of those tribes, those tribes, they are duplicated across Bagisu, of course, Luo, and so on. Mm. Now imagine if Ugandans said, no, we want the right of returning into Kenya because it was once our
origin.
Our ancestors came from there. Mm. And then they say, we have a right to return there. Mm. Now, that's how unreasonable.
Of course,
if you said that now, people would just slap you in the face and say, you're Ugandan, stay here. The boundaries have been set. Now, but when the Palestinians say they want a right of return, theirs even actually predates the one of Kenya and Uganda. So now they want to go back. Oh, you know all Bantu?
Yes.
Immigrated from South Africa.
Yes.
Eh? Mm. So that means all of us who are Bantu immigrated from South Africa.
Yes.
Now imagine if all Bantu in Uganda said, we want a right of return
to South Africa.
To South Africa. We don't need visas, we came from here.
That was,
they would, people would laugh you in the face.
Mm.
Of course, that one was a bit, so many, a bit more 100 years earlier.
Mm.
So, a lot earlier, rather.
Yes.
But it's the same concept, a right of return.
Yes.
So now, they are claiming a right of return into Israel.
Mm.
Because they know if they are allowed to go back into Israel, they will take it over from within.
Mm.
How? Through giving birth.
Yes.
Because most of the Jewish Israelis have a sort of Western lifestyle.
Yeah.
Give birth to 1 to 2 children at most.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not into what. Now you go there, you'll get these people coming from there, and then they will, in one, less than a generation, they have taken over the demographics.
Yes.
And Israel is no longer a Jewish state. Mm. It has also become an Islamic state. That's what they want. That's why they don't want the Palestinian statehood.
Yes.
The people standing in the way of a Palestinian statehood are Palestinians.
Yes.
Not Israelis.
No.
Israel has no business with them. By the way, in 2005, they handed over, they got out, removed all Jewish settlers who are in Gaza. Some of them were removed when they had, you know, kicking and screaming.
Yes.
They had built places there. They removed them, went and compensated them to build elsewhere, and cleared the whole place for the Palestinians and gave them the keys to the place and said, now you are in control of that. Now, but the Palestinians now made it a base to start attacking Israel.
Yes.
So they are not interested in any form of
it.
They are just rabble-rousers.
Yes.
And that's not all for all the 57 Islamic states.
Yes.
So many of them are states, and they are, you know, proper states.
Yeah.
Even Iran, which sponsors terrorism, is a state. But these ones are rabble-rousers. They don't want a state. Because a state means responsibility. It means you are accountable to international law. It means you give up the whole thing of being persecuted.
Yes.
You know, when people take on this matter complex, their matters, so nothing, and they can do nothing wrong. Even when they go and kill and rape and, you know, pillage 70-80-year-old women, somehow they are the ones who are the victims. And the whole world receive them as victims. Yeah, we are the victims who went into Israel and killed and, you know, raped very young teenage girls and what. And what sort of stupidity is that?
Wow.
Like, there is no permanent victimhood. You're perpetrators, you're no longer victims.
Yeah.
You crossed into a peaceful country and went and started a war.
Yes.
You sowed the wind, now you're going to reap the whirlwind.
Yes.
So that's just how the way it works. So now, we are not being unfair to Palestine, as some people might think. we have a historical context of what has been happening there. And yes. I want to portray that to you.
Yes.
Although we've run out of time and we are coming to the end of this show, I hope you've learned a thing or two. Next time we shall be moving into other things, unless there's something major, major happening there. Mm. But then I'm telling you, we are inching closer to an escalated war, which might actually go into a third world war.
Yes.
Because the British, apparently, from some records, intelligence has already issued a warning that there might be a nuclear war with Russia this year.
Yes.
A nuclear war with Russia this year.
Mm.
That's scary.
Yes.
And the minute the word nuclear comes in, you know the third world war is coming in, one way or the other.
Mm.
So now it's a question of who is on the side of Russia and the rest, and who is on the side of the West.
Mm.
That is going to be the issue.
Yes.
And whether America is involved might involve who is the president.
Yes.
I think America might not be involved.
Yes.
From what I see, because they are not so mentioned in the time of the end as the end time wars as a major player.
Yes.
So anyhow, let's wait and see what happens. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Watchman. We'll hear from you next week. Have yourselves a wonderful week.
Thank you.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week to connect to the anointing upon The Watchman. You can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, on TikTok at The Watchman Ministries, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email using info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, how to give, The Watchman magazine, books by The Watchman and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.